You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty. As Michigan keeps trying to climb back out of the huge hole that was the Great Recession, a new report suggests we might want to take a closer look at one of our Great Lakes neighbors, Minnesota. A new study done for the nonpartisan think tank Michigan Future examines the policies, priorities, and economies of Michigan and Minnesota. And since Minnesota has the best economy in the Great Lakes region, it's worth trying to figure out just what they're doing right and what Michigan might learn from that. Business writer Rick Hagland authored the report. Welcome back, Rick.
Good to be with you, Cindy.
When we look at Minnesota, what do we see?
We see a state that has the best economy in the Great Lakes region and one of the best economies in the country. It's been ranked in the top 10 for employment growth, the unemployment rate, personal income for many years. So it has one of the best economies in the country. Curiously, it's also a very high tax and high spending state. For so long the accepted formula is that in order to have a healthy state economy, you have to have low taxes and low spending and right to work laws. Minnesota actually has turned all of that on its head, and it's a very interesting case study.
Before we get into the high tax and high spending approach, give us a sense of what Minnesota has in terms of per capita income and in unemployment, because I guess that will help us see where Michigan stands compared to Minnesota.
Sure. Back in 1990, Minnesota and Michigan were roughly comparable in per capita income. And since that time, we're at a point where Minnesota's per capita income is nearly $9,000 a person higher than in Michigan. The latest unemployment rate, it's 4.7% in Minnesota. They have never had a month with double-digit unemployment going back until at least 1976. And maybe as important as the unemployment rate, maybe even more so, is the fact that Minnesota has one of the highest percentages of adults in the labor force in the country. Michigan has one of the lowest. So the spread is pretty wide.
When you talk about the reason behind that and talk about the fact that Minnesota is high tax and high spending, spell out some of those differences for us in terms of taxes, because I guess what we're looking at income and business and sales and gasoline.
Correct. And one of the things I would say is that it's difficult to say that that high taxes and high spending are the cause of Michigan or of Minnesota's good economy, and we really aren't saying that.
Mm-hmm.
We're saying that these are underlying policies that Minnesotans have enacted decades ago and believe contribute to their healthy economy. But it's difficult to prove causation. They also have a pretty rich mix of industries. They're less dependent on one industry. They have a diverse economy, less dependent on one industry than we are here in Michigan.
Right.
But in terms of tax rates, on the personal income side, they have long had a progressive income tax system where those who make the most money pay a bigger portion of their income. Their top income tax rate is 9.85%. And even people on the low end are paying 5.35%. Michigan has one rate, as you know, and it's 4.25%. So personal income taxes are quite a bit higher. The corporate income tax rate is about a third higher than Michigan's. It's 9.8%. Michigan's is 6%. And unlike in Michigan, all of the businesses in Minnesota pay at least something through a minimum fee. In Michigan, the only ones that pay the corporate income tax are C corporations, which generally have stockholders. They have their gasoline tax is 9 cents a gallon higher than in Michigan. The sales tax rate is 6.85%, and local jurisdictions can add up to a percentage point on the sales tax. So their tax rates are quite a bit higher than Michigan's.
If you've just joined us, I'm speaking with business writer Rick Hegland, who did a very, very in-depth report comparing the economies, the policies, and the priorities of Michigan and Minnesota, with Minnesota having the best economy in the Great Lakes, in fact, one of the best economies in the nation. Rick, it does cost more to live in Minnesota. What do Minnesotans get for those higher taxes?
Well, they get a pretty good education system. They have problems in some of their urban school districts, much like Michigan does. But overall, they've led the nation for a number of years in terms of the percentage of students who are considered college-ready by the ACT folks. They also have, a fine public, or higher education system, as we do as well. But they have one of the highest, I think, well, they do have the highest percentage of college graduates in the Great Lakes region, and one of the highest in the country. The other thing that's kind of interesting I found was that they have a very strong social safety net. One of the things that many states, including Michigan, have done has taken the tack that in order to get people in the workforce, you've got to make it, less lucrative for them to stay on welfare and unemployment benefits. And Minnesota does exactly the opposite. They have a very strong budget, high budget for health and human services. And on the unemployment side, the maximum weekly benefit for people who are unemployed is $610 a week. In Michigan, it's $362 a week. Mm-hmm. But yet they have a much lower unemployment rate than in Michigan. So Minnesotans get a lot for the money they pay in taxes.
Transportation infrastructure is a very sore spot with so many Michiganders right now, especially seeing legislators adjourning for the summer and not approving any package of bills to put money toward, any significant money anyway, toward repairing our roads. And when you find that Michigan spent $223 per capita on transportation, Minnesota more than $500 per resident, they've got light rail, right, and connecting the capital to the suburbs. They've been boosting road funding. It does make you kind of cast an envious eye over at the state of Minnesota.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And I should point out that, if Michigan were just simply to adopt everything that Minnesota's doing today, we probably wouldn't get, the same results, at least anytime soon.
Mm-hmm.
Minnesota has really been doing this for decades. They go back into the 1970s, where they enacted something that became known as the Minnesota Miracle. And basically what it was they shifted the burden of taxation away from local taxes to state taxes. People were really having a difficult time paying the property taxes on their homes and businesses, and the state basically said, the state as a whole needs to pick up more of that burden. And so they ended up setting policies that really became important to economic growth. And it's something that they've done for 40 years. And it's basically lasted throughout, various Republican and Democratic administrations. They haven't swung wildly from one set of priorities to the next as they elect a new governor or a new legislature. They've stayed the course for a long time.
And the rewards are now reaped. There they are. And we do hear Governor Snyder consistently, touting his policies of tightening spending and cutting taxes for business as the way to revive Michigan's economy. When you really do that study, Rick, and hold it up to what's working in Minnesota, what do you think of that?
You're right that the governor and the legislature, which is controlled by the Republican Party, are, advocates of low taxes. But on the other hand, if you look at what Michigan has been doing as the economy has improved, I mean, we're also saying, hey, education's important, K-12's important, early childhood's important, higher ed's important, transportation is important. And on many of those things, you know, we're devoting more resources to those things again. So, you know, I think there's a recognition in Michigan among the politicians and amongst the citizenry that, you know, some of these investments are important to a healthy economy, and we should be doing them.
Business writer Rick Haglund, who authored a new study done for the nonpartisan think tank Michigan Future, examining the economies of Michigan and Minnesota. Thanks so much, Rick. Always a pleasure to talk with you.
Thank you, Cindy.